Heel goed naar Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp neemt de bal aan. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp.
Hello and welcome to episode 1 of Football. Today is the 30th of August 2020 and I am Abdul Rashid Mohamed Abdihoxid, your host. In this very first episode, we have managed to secure an important interview with Alan Hill. Alan Hill is a referee, a coach, a mentor, a London FA female group organiser, a referee observer, an FA licensed referee tutor. This is part one of a three-part interview. So basic questions. We assume that we don't know anything about the world of refereeing and how the refereeing system works. And what is the relationship between the London FA and the Premiership and all that stuff? How does the refereeing work?
Okay, well, according to the RFA, which is the National Association, we have 10 levels of refereeing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before you can get up to the Premiership. Okay, now number 10 is when you get as old as me and you decide that you have to stop refereeing anymore, which is non-active. Yes.
Yeah.
And then we have the level 9s, which are trainee referees. Then the level 8s, when they qualify after level 9, that's 14s up to 16s. Then we have a level 7, which is a junior referee. That means they can either do junior, youth football or adult football. Then they have to go through the process of having a CRB, which is a criminal record check, and doing a child protection if they want to do youth football. Okay. And then they can, and when they get reach 18, they get open age, which is adults.
Yes.
And if they want to go up the ladder, they decide to go on the promotion scheme. Mm-hmm. Which is for London FA, and they go from 7 to 6 or 6 to 5. Yeah, or they can do the big jump and go from 7 to 4, yeah, or 7 to 5, yeah, over a year. Okay, I'm a level 5. I'm what you call a senior county referee. Okay, mm-hmm. Level 6 is a county referee. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're a young man, if you want to go above, then your prospects for level 4, you have to go level 5 to 4 and be observed at least 5 times over the season.
Mm-hmm.
Which means they have to do supply league games as an assistant referee and Premier and Division 1 in their leagues. They will go either Kent League,
mm-hmm,
or the Skeppel, which is the Southern Counties East Football League.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go on that and be observed. I've got two observations to do this week. One this week and one next week for level 4s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from level 4, which is a little bit harder to go up to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's only a certain amount of places in the above section, which is, let's say, group 6 to above, which means a contrib league. So they have to be in amongst the top 10% of referees on their league,
mm-hmm,
to get promoted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the average is about, there's about 7.
Mm-hmm.
The 7 places, maybe, in the whole country. So they're competing with the whole 95% of the rest of the country for these places.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a hard slog, and you have to be rather talented, if you like,
mm-hmm,
to get where you want to be.
So how long would it take you if you do all the right things and you're kind of motivated and had the right breaks to become a referee in the Premiership? How long would it take you to get ready to that?
Oh, I think you're looking about 10 years.
10 years, yes.
So if you're 25, you should be a level 4 by 25. Okay, so that gives you another 5 to 10 years to get through the promotion scheme. Mm-hmm. Because at the elite level, it's not anybody's going to get into the elite level. It's only the talented people. Okay, you might aspire to go to it, but are you able to reach that destination? That's one thing about referees today. They have to have the hard work and the motivation and the and emotion to get there. They have to take the highs and the lows, because it's not easy. I'm too old to go down. I mean, years ago, I had any aspirations of being a level four or whatever. But it wasn't until I became a tutor that I decided, right, I'm going to go for promotion again. And I got my level five in 3 years.
Yes.
Okay, I went from 7 to 5 in 3 years. So with hard work and devotion, if you like, by doing that in 3 years, you could possibly, if you get onto the referee corps, which is a centre of referee excellence of the FA, and you are talented enough, then they will push you until they get there. Now, because we have, how would you say, middle-aged men in the Premier League, at the moment, now it's finding them young ones that are capable of taking a Premier League game. Now, we have two new, how would you say, Asian referees, Asian assistant referees now. Mr. Singh used to be the referee on the Premier League. Now his two sons have now become elite assistant referees on the Premier League. So there's two pathways you can go to. You can either go up as an elite assistant referee or try and aspire to become a referee. Now the choice is up to that person. Now we can be a, how would you say, a good referee, but not good enough for the Premier League. But we could be good enough to go up onto the assistant referee pathway. So the decision is down to the referee. Let's say when you start trying to contribute, you become a level three. So level three, you now become Vauxhall Conference or that sort of thing. And then you're going to think to yourself, okay, I've got to work a bit harder, and getting your two A and two B's is harder than getting your level three. So every part of that promotion, you're having to work really hard, and you have to be consistent. This is what the FA wants, is consistency in application and everything else.
So talking about consistency, so when you're doing an observation yourself, what do you look for then?
I'm looking to see if the referee has the ability to be a referee at the level he wants to be at. If we start from level 7 to level 6, now level 7 referee should know how to referee.
Does that mean to be at the right place in the right time, and also to get the decisions right?
I believe they have to be in the right place to make the right decisions, to sell the decision to the people around them. Now, fitness comes into it, and this is most important, because if you're also reading the game.
Yes.
When you're playing, and so let's say you're in defence, you should be able to read the process in front of you. You should be able to read the play. And reading the play helps you as a defender. So you're in the right place at the right time to make best tackle or to cut something out. Now, as a referee, if you can't read the game, anticipate what's going to happen next, and you're lagging behind, then can you sell that decision from a distance if you're not up with play?
Most referees, do they tend to be kind of ex-players? Like, because you yourself did play football at the competitive level. So does that help?
That helps me, because I'm looking for exactly what players do. Mm-hmm. You know, so I know exactly what the game's about and what it's all about. And I'm looking to see what players do, because you can see the pushing, you can see the pulling, you can see the holding.
Yeah.
And you can see, we can't read players' minds, but we can read players' body language. And the players' body language is a lot of the reading of the game, because we can't say they intended to do it.
Yeah.
But we can turn around and say, you may have in your head, I'm not going to get the ball, but I'm going to get the player instead. Now, a lot of, we can't teach this to referees. It's something to have the game of experience, but sometimes, how would you say, let me say, 40% of referees have never played football. They have been spectators, and they're getting a bit older or whatever, and they want to stay and want to stay in the game and whatever. So we're having a problem with that, because we need referees out on the football field. Now, as an observer, there has to be that extra special bit more than the average referee. Now, finding that talent is, how would you say, hard. Because not everybody's talented. I mean, I myself, I can't turn myself, I'm a good referee, because I don't know. I get by. But the thing is, that extra talent is, better, so let's say, 2 out of every 10 referees might be talented enough to get to the next level. So if you're looking at the percentages, you're only looking at about 10-15% of the country that may be talented to get up to the next level.
Now Dennis Bergkamp, Dennis Bergkamp, Dennis Bergkamp, let the ball in! Dennis Bergkamp! Dennis Bergkamp! Dennis Bergkamp! Dennis Bergkamp!